Tanya for the 17th of Adar Aleph is in Perek Lamed, chapter 30, on page 396. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about not judging your friend until you've been in his place. And the not judging means that when you see a person sin, you're not to judge him, to condemn him, because you don't know how you would do if you were in his place, if you would do any better. And now, in terms of what the judgment really is, the Alter Rebbe says, now the truth is, in other words, the true judgment is that even one who is by nature very passionate, and he makes his livelihood, in making his livelihood, he has to spend his days in the streets. So his spiritual place and his physical place are both ungodly and difficult. Yet, ein leishum hisnatlus al chatov, he has no excuse for his sins. Umikre rasha gamur, and Torah calls him a rasha, al asher ein pachad alikim unegedeinov, because he has sinned, and his fear of God was not strong enough to prevent him from sinning. So because the fear of God is not there, And he has sinned, he is called a Rasha, and he is responsible, held responsible for his sins. Because in spite of these conditions in which he finds himself, both the spiritual and the physical, he should have been able to control himself, and he should have been able to govern the desires or the dictates of his heart. Mipnei pachad Hashem hazeh yikol ma'isav. Not because of some great talent within himself, some great personality strengths, but rather because of the awareness that God is watching. The Meshikos of Le'il, as we wrote earlier, Ki ameyach shalat al halev betel dasi, that it is by nature that a person has control over his heart, that the mind governs the heart, not in its ability to change the heart or to dictate to the heart what the heart should feel, but that it can govern the behavior of the body in spite of the heart's demands. And that comes by nature. So it's not like one person has the talent and another person doesn't. This is a natural condition that is expected of every human being, just by the fact that he is a human being. So even though he has a very difficult time because of the place in which he is, and we may not judge him because we don't know whether we would do any better if we were in that place, as the Rebbe will describe at length later. And even so, from above, the truth is that he is responsible, and that he is a Zasha for having sinned, and that he is condemned for not having struggled against the Yetzirah in spite of his condition, and overcome the Yetzirah by the fear of God in before his eyes. And in tomorrow's Shia, the Alter Rebbe says how the Beinoni can find within himself that he has failed wherever he was faced with a similar test. He has failed to put out this kind of effort that is expected from above in the lowest of the low. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 17th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes, Asach Yoren, Nachfai Peterburg, many years before the arrest and imprisonment in Petersburg, which was in 1798, Hamais Shom Bishnas Tovkov Nuntes, is that Alter Rebbe Amol Areis Tzum Oilom Had Gizokt. Many years before the imprisonment, the Alter Rebbe came out to where the Hasidim were, and he said as follows, In Gan Eden, der hört man die Teierkeit von Olam Hazeh. In Gan Eden, they appreciate the preciousness of this world. Loi meboi malachi hashoris, afilu neetzolim harishenim, needless to say, the ministering angels, and even the earliest emanations, wollten alta vegegeben faran omen yehesh meirabu von Aiden. These angels, these heavenly creatures, would give away everything to be able to say Amen Yehesh Meirabah like a Jew. When he says, when the Jew says, Amen, Yehi Shmei Rabba, with all his strength, according to the knowing the meaning of the words, and with full intention, with full kavana, which means, Hainu, as it is in ganzen in them, that he is completely in what he's doing when he's saying the words of Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Dose given the ganzen maimer. That was the entire maimer that the Alte Rebbe said at that time. When it had gepeilt, Azah hislavus, the hislatus by the heather, and it brought about such a enthusiasm by the listeners, as a ganz yor hat men gesagt, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba mit Abren, that for the entire year, the Chassidim said, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, with a fiery enthusiasm.